Okay, you say I put my shirt in the wash and it...
No, drawed up. It's the thing done drawed up, so I can't wear it. Don't say it's shrunk.
It's shrunk.
It's shrunk. It's drawed up. This thing done drawed up too little for me. And see, you, all you wore, the men wore knit socks and the women wore knit long shoes. You'll come up to your knees, you know, what socks when your mama and them would make them for you.
Now, if a woman wanted to get a dress of a certain color, she might take along a little piece she wanted to use
as a sample. Was a sample. You know, she'd take along a sample. Now, if they wanted to dye a different color, they used walnuts. When walnuts was green, they gathered them, and they kept them for that. If you wanted a darker, you know, they'd know how many to put it to anything.
She'd say, that's a pretty dress, but this one's even...
And prettier.
Prettier.
Yeah, that's right.
What would a man wear to hold up his pants?
Suspenders.
Oh, really?
Galluses. We call them galluses. That's what they call them, suspenders now.
And a woman would carry something to enter, to keep her coins in? You call that
I don't know what you call that. I didn't say it when we come home, they didn't have purses, I don't think. I don't think remember them have it in.
Yeah.
Most of the time, they may have a pocket on the thing, but they didn't have, but they called them pocketbooks. You know, they'd say, instead of a purse, they said a pocketbook. They'd have a little long pocketbook, but, you know, they'd carry it in the hand, you know. And of course, the men carried, they always carried theirs kind of in the hip pocket, like they did, and most of the time, they just had their money in the pocket. They didn't have a pocketbook, you know.
What might a woman wear for decoration, you say?
Well, if they didn't have no decoration much for that, if it had flowers, some kind of all kind of old flowers in the yard, you know, zinnias and cannas and different things, just old country flowers, I call it.
You'd go out
and get them and put one on, you see. They call it a bouquet. They didn't say a corsage or anything like that. And if anybody died, that's what they had for flowers. Nobody never
saw it.
I never saw that nobody buy flowers in my life. If everybody had flowers in the yard,
they'd go out
and gather them, pin them together, and say, well, I'm going to the funeral, so I'm going to take this bouquet, they call it a bouquet, and they just lay it on the grave. You know, they'll put it on the casket. When they fill that grave up, they lay it on top of the grave.
Well, around her wrist, you might wear
a bracelet, what they call a bracelet.
I see.
Yeah, didn't know what wristwatches was or anything. It had maybe a gold band, you know, they call them bracelets, and she wore that around her arm.
What would you put on the bed, the fancy top cover?
A quilt. They called it quilt.
The fancy top cover on
the
bed?
Yeah, it was a quilt.
I see.
Yeah.
And what would you put on it for warmth, maybe?
You put quilts, that they call quilts.
On for warmth?
Well, you'd peel them, you know, well, you'd piece them, then you'd stretch them in big frames, put layers of cotton on there, and then you put on the bottom part, and then they put that on, pin that on top, and they quilted it. They call them quilts. Or attach it, it's called a comfort. If you put wool in it, you attach it, it's called a comfort.
I see.
But if it's the other thing, if you quilted it, it was a quilt.
I see. Well, did you have counterpane?
Yeah, well, the counterpane. Yeah, they had counterpane. Few, not many. Most of them used quilts, pretty quilts, the piece of quilt. But they didn't have counterpanes till I was a great big child. I can remember we always just had pretty quilts on the bed. Everybody had pretty quilts on the bed.
And you might put your head on it, what, you lay your head
pillow.
On
pillow.
Yeah, but did you see it? Did you have a pillow that maybe that went?
Bolster. A bolster. That is a bolster, a long thing. What
was a bolster?
Well, that's just a long thing, just like pillows on, be like two pillows sewed together.
Yeah.
Well, that's what you call a bolster. And then when you lay
that. A bolster went?
Say across the top of your, the front of your head of your bed. It'd be just like two pillars that you'd make together. And then when you had two more big pillars, then you put your bolster on the bed, he'd be up high, you know, like this. And then these big old pillars, but to look at, you'd have pillars this big square, they set up on top of this bolster and let back into the heavy bed, because everybody had wooden beds then, you know.
Yeah. What might kids sleep on?
Tunnel bed. Sleep on a minion. That's what you push up under a bed.
A trundle bed?
A trundle bed.
And then something, a little makeshift, you might call that a thing, you'd sleep on a makeshift?
Yeah, well, we always call that just a sofa, you know.